Los Angeles City, county approve ongoing local emergencies due to fires. Los Angeles, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors Tuesday ratified a local emergency declaration issued following the eruption of the series of Southland wildfires, adding to state and federal emergency proclamations. The proclamations were declared to provide immediate access to recovery resources and funds. Supervisor Catherine Barger, the board chair, signed a county emergency declaration last week, and it was ratified by the full board on Tuesday. As of Tuesday afternoon, the Palisades fire had burned nearly 24,000 acres with 17% containment, and the Eaton fire had burned over 14,000 acres with 35% containment, according to CAL FIRE. Those are the two biggest blazes among numerous fires that broke out in the area. The death toll from all the fires was 25, while more than 10,000 structures believed to have been destroyed or damaged. The board on Tuesday also ratified a curfew order issued on Thursday limiting public movement from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in evacuation zones and a local health emergency declaration from Friday. The county CO was asked to report back in 5 days with a plan to direct unspent funding from other departments and programs into fire recovery assistance. Board Chair Supervisor Catherine Barger said she was still in shock, having visited areas in her district affected by the Eaton fire. Altadena has always represented a rich and diverse community that reflected ethnic, economic, and cultural diversities, she said, highlighting history of the community started from the 1800s. Barger and fellow Supervisor Lindsay Horvath stressed the availability of resources and funding from FEMA and the county. Barger said FEMA has already received more than 40,000 assistance applications and urged others to sign up, saying impacted residents were eligible for funds up to $43,600. Residents were encouraged to file a misfortune and calamity form with the county to have property taxes reassessed and to reach out to FEMA assistance centers to begin a reimbursement process. Horvath, whose district was affected by the Palisades fire, said ratifying the emergency was necessary to mobilize resources and to coordinate response that support the safety, health, and well-being of everyone impacted. Horvath added, "The economic and emotional toll on our communities is immense and recovery will require a unified effort from all levels of government." The local emergency status will remain in effect until the termination is proclaimed by the board. Also on Tuesday, the Los Angeles City Council extended a declaration of local emergency. In a unanimous vote, the council ratified Mayor Karen Bass' declaration of a local emergency due to the life-threatening, destructive, widespread windstorm and extreme fire weather system. Members also approved a recommendation from Councilman John Lee to include in the proclamation a provision to close all open space parks located in high fire hazard severity zones during all future red flag days. We'll have a more comprehensive program moving forward of what exact parks we should close down during these days, but as of right now, we're asking that to be included as a measure to hopefully control and keep our parks safe, Lee said. On January 7th, Mayor Karen Bass agreed to issue the declaration of a local emergency after the fire erupted in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood. But as she was returning from an overseas trip to Ghana, Council President Marquise Harris Dawson, acting as mayor, signed the proclamation. Within the city's jurisdiction, firefighters also responded to the Hearst Fire in Sylmar, Woodley Fire in the Sepulveda Basin, the Sunset Fire in the Hollywood Hills, the Sunswooped Fire in Studio City, Archer Fire in Granada Hills, and the Kenneth Fire in West Hills, which later burned into Ventura County. All but the Palisades, Hearst, and Eaton fires have been contained, according to CAL FIRE. Firefighters and residents remain on high alert with strong winds expected to return later Tuesday and Wednesday. As of Tuesday, containment for the Hearst Fire was at 97%. The declaration of a local emergency allows the city to expedite emergency expenditures, bypass normal procedural requirements related to budgeting and contracting, and enact immediate safety orders. Bass office has also stated it will help clear a path for a rapid recovery, as well as receive assistance from the state and federal government.